patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
We could get Zora on any national show. I bet they've even called her. Good afternoon, Zora.
You all are just here to hype me, aren't you?
No, this is not you. This is the world wants somebody from the Bucks to talk about Grayson Allen and the one game suspension and what he did. Take it away, Zora.
Oh, my goodness. Are you still talking about this? Like, you all are still talking about this.
We have not discussed it. Because there are bigger issues.
You don't want to hear from me on this, but go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I do. I want to hear from you and both of you.
I actually do. This is where it stands. I mean, at this point, basketball fans saw the play. Grayson's teammates, Grayson's coach have all come out and stood behind him. The organization has stood behind him. And they're trying to move forward. He gets a one-game suspension. He'll be back against New York on Friday. He's been able to practice. And, I mean, you all know I'm biased, but I did not see any malicious intent. And there's a difference between intent and impact. Nobody wants to see Alex Caruso go down. Nobody wants to see anybody get hurt, period, especially in need of surgery out 6 to 8 weeks. Like, nobody ever wants that. And I think there's a fine line here between intent and impact, and people are not seeing the difference. The impact was awful, but the intent was not what people are saying it is.
All right, Tony.
Here's my two cents on, and it's not specific to the Grayson Allen foul. It's just specific to just in general knowing what you're doing. Now, Grayson gets a little bit extra because of his reputation, right? He's been known to do things that just shouldn't be done in his history, so he's not going to get any benefit of the doubt of maybe he didn't try to do it. But the end-all, be-all in these situations are you're taking an unnecessary chance in the sense that, I want to make a play, I want to stop this guy, but is it worth the risk? Not only can you hurt the other guy, you can hurt yourself. I mean, Grayson kind of flung himself, too. Went the impact. He got kind of spun around. He just happened to land on his feet. But similar to helmet-to-helmet stuff or over-the-shoulder in football, yeah, I know you want to jar the ball loose. You don't want the guy to get the catch. But it's not worth that impact because we see so many guys do that, and they wind up getting themselves knocked out. And now they're in concussion protocol. They have to go to the sidelines, or they're laying on the field. So you just don't – it's a play you don't make. You know, I got to just give that one up. I can't do it. I can't get there safely. I can't contest this safely. It's not worth the risk. That's what it is in those situations. And that's why there's no option for a ref not to use to say intent. They take away the intent. If you hit somebody above the head, it's over. It is what it is. Because they don't want you to take that chance. That's why they're doing it that way.
Grayson's got
to know better than to take that chance, is my point. But I don't think because of the way he used to play, that's not in his head. He hasn't rectified that yet.
I don't think his intent is part of the rule anymore. They decided we can't figure out what someone's intent is. I just think that granted it's the way the player felt, but the second arm that if he hadn't done that, he wouldn't have got a suspension. It looks bad because of what happened to the player, and the second movement by Grayson Allen was just excessive, and so it gets one game. I mean, I understand the Bucks defending their player. I don't think it's possible for them to not understand what happened. It's just one game, too. It's not.
I think it's a lot more chatter on like online and between people that aren't even within the situation. Like, I think that's what's blown it up. Like, I don't think the one-game suspension is what has blown this topic up. I think it's the fact that it was Grayson Allen and everybody has an opinion.
Like, I would agree with that.
I hate to see a player go down, but, like, I just covered the Kings game, and as I was watching their previous game before the Bucks, De'Aaron Fox had a similar foul, ejected. And, you know, I just, there's other plays like that around the league that happen. It just doesn't get the same publicity because the name wasn't Grayson Allen.
Correct.
Well, and the player getting hurt and being out for X number of weeks adds to it as well.
Agreed.
I mean,
agreed.
I think, and so it's just, but I don't, I just don't go by what's said on Twitter. That's what I wanted to hear what both of you said.
Yeah.
But I thought.
And that's a great practice, not going by what's said on Twitter. Great way to look at it. Keep doing that.
Other than what I say, because what I say
Twitter's
is brilliant.
Not real?
And Tony is very good, too. He's pretty tough, though. Don't, I'm telling you right now, don't you mess with Tony on Twitter.
I mean, I don't allow guys to talk smack. They talk smack at you like you can't talk smack back. What?
Right.
I'm just gonna talk smack back.
You say something stupid, I'm going to say your mama. So what? What are you going to do?
I talk smack back. I say thanks. That's the difference. That's
Homer
my
says
smack.
Thanks. He weasels out. No, I'm coming at you. You got something coming. Talk smack to me.
All right. And I would say overall, the Bucks, they like what Grayson Allen is doing. They like the way he's played. He's been a good addition. There's one of the strengths of the team in the playoffs will be the addition. I'm not saying it's the top of the list because it's not, but will be the addition of Grayson Allen, right?
I agree. He comes in his first year in Milwaukee, gets the starting role. He's taken and making more threes than he ever has in his career. Midway through the season, like, he's done some really, really good things here in Milwaukee.
Isn't it everybody that comes to Milwaukee, Zora? They take and make more threes?
This is the get-right place. And I think it's so awesome.
If you want to shoot threes, this is a get-right place. That's right.
And you're probably going to get some open ones because they're all going to be around Giannis.
Yeah, the Giannis effect.
That's right.
So, they really do appreciate what he's bringing to the floor. And they say, like, he's a great locker room guy. Like, I mean, everybody appreciates him. So, there's that.
So how are you feeling about the standings? I mean, obviously, you always would love to have the number one seed, but and they're still they're one game out. It's close, but, I mean, it is very packed in this Eastern race right now.
Yeah, I just asked Bobby Portis about that the other day, like how tight the East is, and he's one of the few guys on the team that really, like, pays attention to the standings and where everybody's at. He watches a ton of basketball, and he said, you know, usually it's like the wild, wild west, and everybody's talking about the Western Conference teams, and you got to win 50-plus games to get in the playoffs, and he thinks it's really good for the league, the fact that the East is this tight. And, I mean, I'm looking at it right now. Atlanta is the 12th seed. Only 8.5 games separate Atlanta from the number one seed. And that's like a 3-4 game win streak, you know, to put you right up into those top five seeds. It's fun and it's interesting. And it actually, you know, makes these games mean more. And again, Bobby is more into this stuff than most of his teammates, but he's like, this is why every game matters. Because at the end, like, our seed could be decided, you know, by a few games. And if we just, like, locked in a little bit more, you never know where we could get, so.
I want my Brooke Lopez edition information every week from Zora. Not only Brooke Lopez, but alternatives if something is possible.
Well, things are always possible. John Horst is so smart. That guy always has a plan A through Z. Trade deadline a few weeks away. Remember, the Bucks have that open roster spot on purpose. That's why they waived DeMarcus Cousins. Oh, by the way, Boogie comes to Milwaukee this weekend. He's on the Nuggets now, and they'll be here this weekend, so that should be interesting. But in terms of Brooke, back on the floor, getting some workouts in, getting shots up. The other day, Giannis joked and said, Brooke rides his bike, he lifts weights, he reads his book, and he plays with his dinosaur. So that tells me Brooke is Brooke. He has not gotten a haircut or shaven. And, yeah, he's progressing in terms of his rehab. So that's the Brooke update. And, yeah, there's always options in terms of that last roster spot or John Horst just making other moves.
I mean, I just assume that. It's either going to be Brooke Lopez or a move, right? I mean, those are the...
Wait, what do you mean or?
Well, I mean, if he doesn't recover as much as they hope, or he comes back and doesn't, I mean, there's going to be Brook Lopez or another person to fill that role, right?
I think if the Bucks make a move, it could be and. Because
okay. All right.
I just don't think there's enough time. Like, Brooke, there's no way that Brooke is at full capacity by the time the trade deadline gets. Like, there's just, I mean.
By the playoffs?
No, but, like, you have to make a decision before. You have to, like, the trade deadline is the 10th of February.
Right.
So you've got to make a decision before you have all the information, if that makes sense.
Right.
So
no, it does.
So if John Horst is making a move, that doesn't mean that Brooke is out. That just means, again, plan A through Z.
Well,
and the move doesn't necessarily have to be a big man. I'm just saying.
I would be shocked.
You could do and. You have this roster spot, and, like, that's why they call the trade deadline, because you can trade.
Right.
So it's like you can bring someone in just, like, off the market, whether it's, like, buyout market or whatever it may be, someone that's just not playing right now. And you can trade. I just feel like there's just a lot of different options.
Right, I agree on the options, but I just assume they're gonna add some help, just in case,
the front court.
Yeah, because of the unknown about Brook Lopez, but the knowledge that they need that position. Tony, where are you on that?
I think that's fair.
As far as which part, what they need?
Well, no, they got to have Brook Lopez, or they gotta have that position filled at a level better than they have right now.
Like I say, they're one game out of first place right now. So
okay.
I think they're fine. Brook Lopez is the guy they need. He's the one that fits. He's the ones that everybody is comfortable with, and he's comfortable in his role here. So you want to see Brook Lopez and not somebody else. So whatever that takes, and obviously we know it's just got to be by the playoffs, right? You just got to be ready to go when the playoffs roll around. So I'm good with the take your time, Brook. You know, we don't need to press you right now. Take your time, and obviously I would say. As far as a roster spot goes, I don't know how the health of everyone else is. Where's DiVincenzo at in his, getting back to...
Going to be an ongoing process. But, the last game, he played the most minutes he's played since he came back.
But how's he looking, though, overall? I mean, not like, you know...
Good. You can see the growth in the, you know, just getting his legs back under him, feel for the ball. So he continues to progress. I want to... pitch a question out there based on what Homer's saying. Like, do you think the Bucks can win as is?
The championship?
Without Brook Lopez and without any changes.
Homer thinks
they need Brook Lopez.
Yeah, that's what I was sensing from you. Okay.
Yes, I definitely do. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or another big. That's what you're saying,
right? They need play at that level.
Okay.
I don't think I get any agreement. That was an okay. That wasn't an agreement. Okay, that was.
I don't know where they're going to find that, but I don't know.
I definitely think it would help. But I think they can make a run just the way they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Again,
I don't doubt they can make a run. I believe the question was, can they win it? The answer is no.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I believe they have an opportunity to win it without Lopez.
Okay. Yeah. I don't. I think they have the opportunity, but.
I mean, they got a chance. It's not like they have zero chance.
I would be 10%.
Real quick,
have
I just
10%
wanted to
chance.
I wanted to get Zora's thoughts on All Star.
Sure.
I don't know how she feels about All Star in general, the weekend, but the new Clorox Rising Stars format, they changed that now. It's like a little mini tournament.
I know. I need to read up on the particulars, but I'm all for, because remember a couple years ago they changed up the All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for these new formats that make it just a tad bit more competitive and unpredictable, and it gets us riled up. Like, I mean, and that's, it's supposed to be entertainment, right? So
yeah, they're just going to have a pool of 28 players, some rookies, some sophomores, some four G League guys. They're going to split them up in four teams. They're going to play like a Final Four format, and their games are going to be like... To 75 games.
Well, I like it.
Are we doing this over one day? Hold on, I got.
I'm sure game one and two is one day, and game three is the championship's the next day.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I never really paid attention to Rising Stars. Like, I'm a celebrity. I like the celebrity game.
You like the
game,
celebrity game? Okay.
Because that's fun. And then, obviously, you like all the, you know, Saturday night stuff, like skills.
Zora,
and
that's why they've changed it. They want your attention. Right. If they have something that Zora doesn't care about, change the event.
Yeah,
the Rising Stars, I mean.
So we'll
it's
see.
It's probably more of like a, you know, accolade for the players. But I just, as a fan.
Now you're going to watch now. Watch.
Maybe.
And then,
I don't even know, though. I don't.
It's a different format. Yeah. You got to check it out. You're going to tune in and see what the heck is going on over there.
I'll bet that's you'll watch like a little bit then the championship game and see.
Yep.
Then we'll know. Yep. If you say, still not enough, they'll change it again. You didn't know you were that important.
Why don't they just call Zora and ask her what they should do?
They might.
They should call you off.
No, they'll call you now that you're doing.
No, Zora, we would say don't have the game.
Thanks, Zora. I've never watched that game much, or maybe unless there was a player I knew. I think this is a great idea.
I like seeing the rookies, though. And the rookies and the young guys. It used to have the rookies versus the second-year guys. That was kind of unfair.
They're bringing in some G League players.
Yep, four G League players.
A great chance for them.
Yeah, very good chance for them to try to showcase their talent.
Yeah, we need some creativity like this. I like it.
We need something. I don't like they're trying to steal this Elam ending. They're really trying to really get that. I think they're doing this to get that. We got to go to break.
More exposure.
Let's get the break.
Yep.
We're out of here.
We will. Next.